After the breakup of the Beatles, they would all release solo projects. But George Harrison was the first to reach the top of the charts on his own with All Things Must Pass on this date, January 2nd, 1971. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. What I feel, I can't say. Harrison had already released two albums under his own name, but they didn't make much of an impact, as one was made up of experimental synthesizer sounds and the other was the soundtrack to a movie that flopped. So All Things Must Pass was truly his first proper solo effort. Both Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr had released solo albums before Harrison, but All Things Must Pass was built upon years of frustration during the later years of the Beatles. He was the youngest member and started writing music later than the rest of the group. So on the last few records, he was trying to play catch-up, but John Lennon and Paul McCartney didn't include as many of his compositions as he would have liked. He was still being treated as second tier. When it came down to putting together All Things Must Pass, he put everything into what would become a triple record. Songs written during his time with the Beatles, including My Sweet Lord, What Is Life, Isn't It a Pity, and the title track were reworked. Phil Spector produced the record, and Harrison called in friends like Starr and Eric Clapton, Dave Mason, and Ginger Baker to all contribute. It would come out late in 1970 and kick off the new year at the top spot on the Billboard 200 chart for 7 weeks, but it wouldn't be without controversy, as Harrison would ultimately lose a lawsuit over plagiarism that My Sweet Lord stole from the Chiffons' 1962 song He's So Fine. However, it didn't stop the album from being the first great solo work from any Beatle and established Harrison's legend as the quiet, spiritual one with All Things Must Pass, which reached the top of the album chart on this date, January 2nd, 1971, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.